You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force from Wisconsin is helping with Hurricane Helene relief. Members of Wisconsin Task Force 1 have specialized training and capabilities which can deploy in Wisconsin and beyond. 16 members of the Swiftwater Rescue Team left over the weekend to help with search efforts in North Carolina. They come from 8 fire departments from across the state. Donald Trump returns to Milwaukee for the first time since accepting the Republican nomination for president. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Trump delivered a subdued speech focusing on educational matters, particularly criticizing the low reading proficiency rates in Milwaukee public schools. The former president also addressed recent events in the Middle East.
I think even Iran would have been in the Abraham Accords. Ultimately, it would have been great for everybody, and you would have had peace in the Middle East.
Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Kamala Harris campaigns in the Fox Valley tomorrow. The Wisconsin Democratic Party is outraising the state Republican Party at a rate of almost 4-1 this year. The Democrats have raised nearly $20 million, while the state GOP has pulled in not quite $5 million. Both parties filed their September fundraising reports this week. Big donations are driving the numbers for both parties. Democrats and Republicans in Wisconsin have picked new presidential electors. 10 Wisconsin Republicans posed as fake electors for Donald Trump 4 years ago. They agreed to a settlement last year that called for them to admit Joe Biden won. They also agreed not to serve as electors in any election involving Trump. A new report on agribusiness consolidation calls for better enforcement of antitrust laws. The report's author is Basil Musharbish.
It doesn't have to be this way. These firms are smart and powerful. They've executed strategies over decades. The U.S. government allowed it because we made policy decisions not to enforce the antitrust laws. We can take action to fix that.
The report finds decades of mergers have reduced competition, leading to higher costs for farmers and consumers. The risk of wildfires is higher than normal this week. The Department of Natural Resources is asking people to check for fire danger levels before doing any outdoor burning. The forecast calls for dry, windy weather. The main cause of wildfires this time of year is burning brush and leaf piles. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Two Superior firefighters have now joined the response effort in the southeast to assist with flooding recovery efforts after Hurricane Helene. According to the Superior Fire Chief, the two deployed firefighters are part of the Urban Search and Rescue Task Force, which sent 16 members from across the state with boats, water rescue gear, and communications equipment. Officials expect the members of the task force will only be on the ground this week, but could stay longer if it's determined that their services are still needed. The former Village of Hawkins treasurer, who tried to steal nearly $100,000 from the library in April, has entered a guilty plea. According to court documents, 79-year-old Marsha Lyons tried to wire transfer about $95,000 from the Village of Hawkins library account to a different account, but was unsuccessful as the library account didn't have those funds. She then transferred $67,000 out of the library account, saying she was only going to borrow it for a couple of days so she could buy gold. The University of Wisconsin-Superior has shared a grand opening schedule for their new Superior Choice Credit Union Stadium. According to a press release, the facility will officially open with a ribbon-cutting ceremony next Friday and will host its first sports games on Saturday. The jam-packed Saturday will feature the alumni track and field meet in the morning and games for both the men's and women's soccer teams in the afternoon against Minnesota Morris. The stadium gates will officially open for the games at 12:30. Two residents were displaced after an apartment fire in Ashland on Monday afternoon. According to the Ashland Fire Department, crews responded to the fire at a three-story, multi-use building on Main Street West at around noon on Monday. When they arrived, they found flames coming from the second-story apartment windows and residents waving their hands for help from both residential floors. Firefighting crews managed to contain the fire and there were no fatalities. Officials are still trying to determine the cause of the fire. Duluth residents will see law enforcement authorities wearing a pink patch on their uniforms throughout the month of October. According to the Duluth Police Department, their officers will be participating in the public awareness campaign for the fourth straight year. Since the department began participating in the campaign, they've raised over $5,400 for the American Cancer Society. The pink patches worn by officers, as well as koozies and bracelets, are also being sold online, with all the proceeds being donated. An East Troy man was killed in a motorcycle accident in Sawyer County over the weekend. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, 56-year-old Brad Burdett was traveling on Phipps Road in the town of Lenroot when he went off the road and into a ditch before traveling hundreds of feet more and coming to a rest. He was ejected from the motorcycle and was pronounced deceased at the scene when authorities arrived. Nobody else was reported injured, and the crash remains under investigation by the Sheriff's Office. Minnesota Power is reminding residents that the state's cold weather rule is now in effect. Each year from October 1st to April 30th, eligible customers are protected from service disconnection as temperatures drop to potentially dangerous levels. In order to be protected, customers who are not up to date on their bills must be enrolled in a payment plan through Minnesota Power to stay connected or get reconnected. There are a number of programs customers can apply for to receive help due to their financial constraints. The Superior National Forest has issued campfire restrictions as wildfire danger continues to rise. The restrictions went into place on Tuesday in the Boundary Water Canoe Area Wilderness and prohibits the building of campfires, charcoal grills and barbecues, coal and wood-burning stoves. Officials say gas or propane cook stoves are still allowed and are safer than campfires due to the higher wildfire danger. Officials are also asking visitors to keep their campfires small, attend to them at all times, and put them out fully. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
This team has responded in all those. Remember, the Dodgers beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. The Yankees beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. I think we'll respond.
Willie Adames says the Brewers know it's all on the line tonight.
Like we say all year, we are undaunted. We're going to come out and give the 100% out there on the field. And, you know, and we got to win or we go home. So the mentality is we got to win no matter what. We got to figure out a way to win and, you know, do our best.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Jordan Love is expected to make his second straight start after missing two games with a sprained MCL. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Things will not get any easier for Sean Diddy Combs. His enemies are coming out of the woodwork, and that includes 50 Cent. The rapper teamed up with Netflix to make a docuseries about Combs' sex scandal. 50 Cent's real name is Curtis Jackson, and he said he's been warning people about Combs for years. He followed up a social media post about the docuseries with a picture of baby oil in reference to the thousands of bottles that were found during an FBI raid on Combs' homes in Miami and Los Angeles. Proceeds from the doc series will go to assist victims of sexual abuse. FIFA has announced that the World Cup will have its first halftime show. The World Cup in 2026 will be at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey and follow in the footsteps of American football, or the NFL, with a championship game halftime show. International advocacy organization Global Citizen just signed a four-year partnership with FIFA and will produce the show. The group's mission is to end extreme poverty. Okay, DC Comics fans, there is yet another movie in the pipeline. A film that will feature Batman villains Deathstroke and Bane is being developed. The Hollywood Reporter says the project is in the early stages. How early? There is only a writer and producer attached. The studio is in the middle of its search for a director and actors. Update your resumes. We haven't heard much from Haley Joel Osment lately, although he does turn up from time to time. As an 11-year-old, the actor was Oscar-nominated for his role in The Sixth Sense opposite Bruce Willis. Despite his tender age, the two became friends, and Osment said the friendship with Willis lasted long after the shooting, as Willis would call to check in on him from time to time over the years. Willis was diagnosed with dementia 2 years ago at the age of 69. Inside Out is the gift that keeps on giving to its fans and obviously to those who created the film. Disney has announced the film received 31 million plus views in its first 5 days of release on Disney Plus. According to Variety, this is the biggest premiere for a film on Disney Plus since 2021's Encanto. The film is the highest grossing animated film of all time and so far the highest grossing film of 2024. Frankie Valli is speaking up. Not on stage, he's been lip-syncing there. After rumors that Valli has been forced on stage to perform, the 90-year-old legend says he is there of his own choosing because he loves to perform. In addition to seemingly going through the motions, Valli has looked frail in concert videos that have gone viral. Valli released a statement to People.com clarifying that he is not being forced on stage, although the statement was in print, so there is no way to tell if it was lip-synced. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and windy today. It's going to be warmer. Our high right around 76 with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, mostly clear, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 69 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.